Mic check 1, 2. Chop Soccer, we back in the building. What up, Ken?
What up, my boy? How you doing?
I'm chilling, man. I'm in here. I'm starting to warm up a little bit. I'm digging that. It's bright outside at like 6-7 o'clock. I'm digging that.
Yeah.
Soccer daddy. Season's in. I'm digging that. Boys got a W. I'm digging that.
Hey. Yeah, listen. You was talking spicy last week. You might have to walk that.
Oh, they still ass. Like, let's be clear. They still ass, but we got a W. Not as exciting as that Chicago win. That was a bit wild. Were you there?
Yeah, I was there. That was just a roller coaster of a day for a couple different reasons. But yeah, that game was nuts, man. So first off, I got there late.
Oh, dang.
So like, I got like 30 minutes in, like not super late, but like 30 minutes.
You going to pick up your goat again? You was going to pick up your goat again?
Hey, nah.
That's a callback for your ass.
Yeah. Wow. That might be like,
episode 6 or some shit.
7. Yeah. Shout out Shanoa Green. Shout out Shanoa Green.
It's Shanoa Green, y'all.
But yeah, I was about half an hour late. I get there. We already down 2-0.
God damn.
Like, quick. So, like, at that point, you know, you just like, all right, like, I'm just here, you know, for the vibes, like, you know, support the team. And then I believe it goes 2-1 and then 3-1. And then Montreal gets a red card.
Mm.
And then in the matter of the last 10 minutes, Chicago scores 3, like, I don't want to call them fluky goals because they're the home team. And somebody actually pulled me to the side at the game and was like,
cool out, bro.
I'm not joking.
I believe you.
I am not kidding. They was like, all right, man, like we get it. Just like, you know, just chill on it.
Yeah.
So I still can't believe that happened. I was a little shook. I had my baby with me.
I'd have been like, nigga, we free. Cut a check or shut up. Like, it's only two. That's freedom. This is freedom.
Well, I was kind of the reason I was kind of shook was because, like, I know, like, we got people that listen that, like, we ain't supposed to know that listen.
Yeah.
But, like, I didn't know I was giving it up like that when one of them was just like, yo, like I got to let you know, bro. Like, I listened to the
He was like, whoops.
I was like, all right, I'm about to get out here on my hove and, like, fucking not offend my political connects.
Yeah, for real.
But, anyway, so, like, I don't want to get too crazy on it, but I think I figured out, like, why the replacement refs aren't like getting shit the way that like you would expect them to. And that's because, like, for real, like, nobody knows these are replacement refs.
Yeah, why would they know?
I mean, like, I feel like, oh, damn, I'm going to sound like Capitalist Kenny here. Actually, you know what? I'm not doing it. Not doing it. So the first goal to make it 3-2 was a offsides. The second one was just like a corner mix-up. One of those calls that could have gone like 50-50, but like you expect the refs to like actually make the right call. Mm-hmm. And then the third goal was like the wind of God, because like, I swear to God, fourth goal. Cause that was 3-3 after those other two goals. Yeah. So fourth goal, I swear to you, we were behind the goal. Like we were behind that goal because Chicago Fire does this weird thing where they don't attack towards the home fans in the second half. They attack towards
I think
them
everybody
in the first
does
half. I don't know why that they don't do that in Europe. Like,
yeah, New York City does that too.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get it at all. But anyway, so like they were attacking towards the away end, and like our championship tickets were in the away end because, like, you know, they weren't going to let everybody into the supporter section. So it's like the last kick of the game. I just see Kellen Acosta pick the ball up. Like, he just boots it. Poof. Right? And like nobody's
really.
Did
he hit that shit outside the boot?
Top of the foot.
Because I saw him say he hit it with his left.
Yeah, but he hit it with the top of his foot. Like,
that's
he didn't like.
Fire. Like, that adds a whole other layer to how fire that is, bro. That's crazy.
Like, he literally just put it up in the air. He was literally just like, poof. Cause, like, the way you play those balls is, like, you know, you pick it up from like midfield, like a little deeper than midfield. You put it up in the air and, like, you know, you try to get it to drop like right around the edge of the box. And, like, that's where all the players and lines are. And then, like, you know, somebody tries to, like, head it down or, like, head it one way, head it another way. Then you get the shot on goal, right? Mm-hmm. So what happens is, like, he just boots it in the air. Poof. So we're just, like, watching this ball. And
forever.
Like, yeah. Like, it gets up there. And, like, you can see it, like, stop in the air.
Oof.
But just, like, not start to come down. So it looks like it's just laterally moving in the air. And like in my mind, I'm like, that shit's just floating up there. Like it's just floating, right? And like one of my homies was like, is that going to sky over the, like he was like, is that going to sky over the goal? I was like, nah, that might have a chance. And like the keeper came up and you could tell the keeper had no fucking clue what was going on because like
try to track that bitch. But
yeah, because normally like when they hit a ball like that, like when someone hits a ball like that, if there's no wind, like, you know, it's very rare they're going to boot it right into the keeper's arms. So the keeper doesn't come for the ball because he doesn't want to get caught out. Right. Mm-hmm, and like somebody loops it over his head, some bullshit like that. So like he didn't come for the ball, but the ball kept going. And then he came for the ball. And then he like overran the ball. Because like, he's running this way as the ball's moving this way. And then he was just like, whoop.
And that shit dropped right in, bro.
Right in, off his fingertips, bro. Like, ah. So, I mean, you know, like it was a good feeling. We got 3 points on the board. Like we go, like I think we're up to 4 points on the season. But I mean, like, you know. It's got to be better than this because, like, you know, we're not going to get a, you know, we're not going to get, you know, two bad calls for goals, you know, the wind of God, you know, and a red card. Right. Right. So,
yeah, know, that's dope, man. Yeah. Take the W, take the W. You're out of the basement. We're out of the basement at least for a game because we got to go see Cincinnati and then Miami next.
Ooh. And not for nothing, like they bumped the game time up from like 7:30 to 1:30. And for my own personal reasons, I didn't really like that. Mm-hmm. But like in terms of like having the day after the game to just kind of like vibe on the good feeling that the team won, like it was pretty good. It was pretty good. Like, you know, just have a good evening, just be like, oh yeah, like they won, like, you know. Like have that kind of like excitement coast into the rest of the day. Like, you know, it was kind of fun.
Yeah. Let's jump into some NWSL talk, man.
No. Y'all boys won too. So like,
oh, they ain't do shit, bro. Like, I'm telling you, like the both goals were good goals, but the idea that we played like this great game that was like fully deserving of a win is not the case. The first goal they gave up was just like, really. At this level.
Crickets.
And then Santi scores a banger of a free kick to even it up. And you're like, okay, I like that. You did see more intent in the attack for this game, but it still wasn't like, all right, this is a clearly defined system and they have some small kinks to work out, it was still kind of like everybody's running over there, but nobody really knows what to do or how to finish. It was not great. And then later in the game, we get a ball crossed into the box, and the left back comes swooping in and just heads that joint to the corner. And I was just like, okay, that's unexpected. But the same way you're saying you're not going to get all those situations in your favor to create a win like that down the rest of the season, this was that for us. Like, Santi's not going to be hitting free kicks like that. Yeah. He's just not. And you definitely not going to have your left back scoring goals.
Yeah.
And he's not a goal. That was his first pro goal, period. So
ever.
Yeah. So it was just like a good win. Everybody was feeling good about getting some points finally, especially at home, man. Like, that used to be such a fortress for us. And we lost that mojo for a long time. So getting a win at home felt really good. But yeah, that's it. It wasn't really nothing crazy.
I thought about something this weekend. I don't know how true it. I don't know how true it actually is, or how much it actually holds, because like you do just see like wild fluctuations in everybody's play from week to week.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I just wonder how much of a preseason do these teams really have to the point where like they're coming out like ready to play, you know, kind of the first week of the season, right? Because I mean. Because we very obviously covered Miami's like preseason, and they were playing teams like everywhere. Also teams that were like in the middle of their seasons in a lot of places. But I'm not sure like, you know, how many other MLS teams like, you know, I don't want to say didn't have a tour, but like, you know, did something where it was more serious than like, get everybody in and get their legs loose, you know?
Yeah. Well, NYCFC was in the Coachella Invitational. So I think maybe 8 teams get invited out to that, and they play a preseason tournament kind of in the style of the what's the NWSL joint?
Challenge Cup.
Challenge Cup. It's kind of like that, I guess, but it's not
the old Challenge Cup because now it's just like a game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they did that, but other teams, I don't know what they do. You know, they call on colleges and stuff to play with them. They just try to figure it out. But yeah, we're definitely not coming in. A lot of teams are not coming in like really, really match fit in week one. They kind of get that over the first 3-4 weeks of the season, and then we actually rock in.
Yeah. I think that's kind of a problem, but like, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, the season is like 8 months long anyway, so.
Exactly. I think that's why it's just kind of like, you'll get it together.
Yeah. There's
plenty of time and plenty of points.
And it is kind of wild that like we've already hit this NBA like type logic where it's like the season doesn't start till after the All-Star game. It's like,
yeah,
like, all right, bro, like that's a dangerous game to play, because if your All-Star game, you know, isn't till July and the season doesn't start till like, you know, August or whatever, like everybody else is back in football mode, like college football mode, like it's gonna be hard to get eyeballs if you're in a city or an area that like, you know, has anything going on either majorly college wise or professionally, you know, in that, like, you know, if you got a baseball team, like that's what happens with the Fire here. Like, we don't have football. Well, I mean, we don't have college football, but we got the Bears, who even though they suck, they're still the NFL. And then you got like two baseball teams. And like, if those baseball teams are halfway competitive, dude, like nobody cares about soccer.
Yeah, man. Let's jump into NWSL talk. We have quite a story here. I'm surprised that this is a thing at all. I don't know why. I'm hoping you have something to add on this and can explain what the hell this is. But Angel City FC.
I got some thoughts.
NWSL's darling. They're kind of the kings of revenue right now in the NWSL. They got the most turnout. They're making the most money. They're doing some cool stuff. They got a lot of celebrity backing. But they are seeking a new owner. This reporting was done by Sportico. And they're saying they've hired a company to find new ownership to come in and take over the majority stake as well as the board.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell is this about?
Obviously, I don't know. But I think they looked around. I think it's two things. I think they looked around at how much franchises they were going for and was like, you know, if we are going to make the most money that we're going to make off selling the franchise, like, we have to make it now, because like, the more you hold on to it and the more it starts to catch up, like, it might just plateau off, and then you just end up like, you know, stretching out the terms on which you've made X amount of dollars, right? Like, you, mm-hmm. like, if you make $50 million over 5 years, it's still $50 million, but it's not the same as making $50 million over 3 years, right? Mm-hmm. So I think it's kind of like a strike while the iron's hot type deal, like, in terms of like revenue valuations right now. And also, I think this shit was harder than they thought it was going to be. Like, I think this shit's harder than they thought it was going to be. Like,
in what ways though? Because I don't think it's from a sporting perspective. I think it's from the, oh, we spent all this money and the pack ain't doing what we thought it was going to do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it is from, I don't think it's directly from the sporting perspective, but I think it's from the sporting perspective, in the idea that Angel City FC was supposed to have first movers advantage in like a business sense of having that whole California market share. Okay. And like, now that California market share is cut up like 3-4 different ways, but the other two places are, you know, in, you know, I don't know the exact dynamics of the Californian economy, but if I had to guess, I would say like LA is the most expensive place to operate over like, you know, the Bay Area and San Diego, right? Like, LA would be number one. So mm-hmm. you're in the most expensive market. You don't have the market share that you thought you were going to have. And these other two teams have surpassed you already on the field and are catching up commercially.
Mm.
Like, it might be time for them Reddit niggas to get out of there. Like, they already. Oh shit, I gotta cut that out. Because I mean, not for nothing, like, they already like IPO in Reddit too. Like, you know, like, this whole tech money thing that we've been talking about for a long time, just like, mm-hmm. yo, man, this whole tech money thing, like, you know, them niggas might not be like the geniuses we thought they were. They might have just been like benefiting from 0% interest rates. And now, mm-hmm. like, when them interest rates are back up and you actually have to know how to move and shake, like, it ain't moving and shaking. Like, right. you know, that's right. No hate. Like, I ain't trying to hate on nobody.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, the conditions of the market really do matter about a lot of this stuff. And it really does matter from the sporting perspective that they're not like up there. So all this money that they've put in, might be time to cash some of this out, my boy.
Yeah. Do you think this was driven by the smaller investors, or do you think this was driven by Ohanian himself?
I think it was driven by the larger investors, because the primary four investors don't even have board control. Like, they've cut this up so like thin that they own the majority amount of shares, but like, when it comes to like control of the actual club, mm-hmm. they don't really have much of it, right? Because
they shouldn't have much of it. They don't know shit about no soccer.
But that's the point, right? Like, you know, like, if your job was to do the commercial stuff, and like, the commercial stuff ain't really commercial in because the soccer side ain't really soccer side, like, you know, you're kind of in a position where, like, you know, like, you got to get out, especially if you wasn't like really doing your part. Like,
yeah,
you know, like, Angel City stuff, like, you know, even on the commercial side, they struck all these deals and stuff like that, but they didn't really come out with nothing like fly that would make stuff like push off the shelves. Like, they wasn't right. moving units, you know.
No, so. Definitely not. Which is crazy, because they do move the most units than anybody else in NWSL, but they're mm-hmm. still operating at a loss.
Mm-hmm. Because yeah, nobody crazy, really, man. Nobody really moves these units, and it's easy. I hate to get nerdy with people about this stuff, but the only way like people ever get educated is you kind of get nerdy about this stuff with people. So like the problem, if you want to see the problem that's really wrong with Angel City and might be wrong with a couple of other NWSL teams, like, you know, moving forward, is all that venture capital money is drying up. Right? Because like at 0%, you know, you can get rounds and rounds of valuations because people are just able to borrow free money. But like once that free money starts drying up, then like, you know, if you're running a like net negative business model, you're just not going to have the money to continually pour into it.
Right.
So like,
you know, you're getting double whammy, you losing on the sales anyway, and then you paying interest on the loan. So it's like,
yeah,
it just gets wider and wider and wider.
Yep. So that venture capital, like angel investor money, like it's just not going to be there. Like, you know, until those interest rates come back down, unless, you know, and ain't nobody talking about that happening anytime soon, you know, like it's going to be hard. Like, you know, also you heard them lines like invest in women's sports, like, you know, that type of stuff, like, you know, not to be like, you know, like once again, this isn't coming from a place of hate, but like, you know, like that's dried up because like, you know, women's sports are really able to be on the ascendancy when you were able to like, you know, put a lot of money into it at 0% interest rates, because if it didn't pan out the way you were, like, you know, at least all the thing you're basically doing is paying back your principal. But like you said, you start having to lose money and pay back that interest. Nah, bro.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Let's talk some more NWSL. We have a read on where the NWSL championship will be held due to a leak, I guess we'll call it, from one Brittany Mahomes, wife of Patrick Mahomes and co-owner, co-founder of the KC Current. What do you think about this, man? Brand new stadium, first one built specifically for a women's NWSL team, and they will also be hosting the final. That's pretty dope, if you ask me. How you feel about it?
I'm going to throw it right back to you. Is this surprising at all?
Absolutely not. You got to take your crown jewel and like, when you get a new something, whatever it is, a new pair of shoes, a new car, let's say a car. You know, niggas, when they get the car, you got to go to all the friends' crib, burning out gas for no damn reason. Be like, yo, you want to drive it? Hit the keys. That's what this is. NWSL is like, look at this new whip.
Yeah.
Spin it around the block so everybody can see. It has to be that way. And if you want it to be at your stadium, then put the money up. I hope you have some positive revenue and low interest rates.
Stop. Stop. I mean, like, not for nothing, though. Like, we've been saying this for a while, that, like, the way you build a, like, repeatable sports franchise, well, the way you build a sports franchise in the repeatable way is to do it like everybody else does it. And it's like, build a stadium, hit niggas over the head for parking, and fucking,
right,
like, you know,
take
like
take a nice percentage off of concessions.
Yep. And just rake in this revenue, right? Like basically build you a concert venue that has a soccer team for 12 games a year or something, right? Like this isn't rocket science. And like, you know, if you want to play the game, like you play the game the right way and you get rewarded. And also it's no coincidence that Kansas City is like the home of like the, I guess, what would you call it? Like the godfather of sports franchises, like Lamar Hunt. Like they weren't going to do it any other way.
I have a hot take, but I'm not going to deliver it.
I flamed the mic every time I step on it. You gotta give them a little teaser. Give them some Cheetos. Give them at least some hot Cheetos. Don't like,
bro, when you were saying that, it makes me think about how, like, when you were specifically talking about, you know, make a concert venue that hosts games because you're doing all this other stuff that is generating revenue outside of the team itself. You have multiple streams of income, as all the internet mm-hmm. gurus say. I need multiple streams of income, mm-hmm. right? And then I think about other leagues here in the United States, and then the other soccer leagues around the world, and how, yeah, I get that soccer doesn't have the same foothold in the United States that it has in other places in the world, but people know how to do sports here. Mm-hmm. Right? And I just kind of feel like the business of soccer in the United States hasn't quite hit where it wants to go, particularly on the women's side, because all the decision makers are not cool. Mm-mm. Like the NFL, they get cool people to do cool things. Mm-hmm. The NBA absolutely gets cool people to do cool things. MLB has been struggling, but they're, you know, trying to do various things. They have a different dynamic because of racism.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're still trying, I guess. And yeah, soccer continually struggles with things that, from a business perspective, seem kind of rudimentary. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, how does this keep getting missed?
Bro, not for nothing, we called this Taylor Swift thing, but for the wrong team. Remember, because like earlier we were talking about can like the Angel City or like somebody on the West Coast get Taylor Swift in. Casey Curran gonna get Taylor Swift in the door. She gonna have some concerts at the women's stadium.
Yeah, bro. Like cake on cake on cake.
They gonna have that stadium paid off in like 2 years.
Bro, Patrick gonna be in a locker room and be like, hey, Kels. Make it do what it do. Make it do what it do. I need that.
Yeah.
I cut you in on the back end, my boy. I need that.
Yep.
Yeah, but that's just how it, crazy.
But I mean, that's 100% right. That like the business of soccer in the country just like hasn't caught up to like how other things are done in other parts of the world. Like, think about how like Real Madrid has probably one of the largest stadiums in the world, one of the most modern stadiums in the world. And Real Madrid probably only plays what? Like the soccer team probably plays like what? Like 30 games there. But then like, look at how much that thing is booked throughout the like course of the year. They got a whole professional basketball team that plays there that they still make enough money for to literally store the soccer field under the fucking stadium, under like UV lights. Like, it's crazy. Like, if you get your money right, like this whole soccer thing is literally just like a part of a bigger piece. Mm-hmm. But like, people that come in, they don't like think of it holistically like that. Like Steve Ballmer's trying to do that with the Clippers, right? But he kind of came from another like franchise. Like, you don't get too many people that try to think of it holistically like that, you know, coming directly into like the soccer space. So mm-hmm. like, it's just crazy. Like, you know, you basically are buying a piece of real estate and then trying to fill it with events, and a part of the series of events you have are like soccer games. But right. Like, you know, if you rent out a stadium to like host a soccer team, like, you ain't gonna make no money, bro. Like, you're gonna struggle.
Yeah.
But big ups to Kansas City, man. Big ups to
KC, man.
Patty Mahomes. Ooh.
Shit, I might try to pull up for that, to be honest.
Oh, I'm pulling. Oh, yeah, I already made my mind up. Once they confirm that KC is gonna be the championship game, that's the game I'm pulling up for.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Let's jump over to MLS.
Woo.
So Cincinnati got a little controversy going on here because they denied or revoked the press credential of a beat reporter named Laurel Fowler following a dispute over her reporting of some of the club's player transactions, sources told ESPN. So she's hot and bothered because she says there's no transparency and they're basically revoking her access for no real reason. And Cincinnati is saying you talk too much and you violated the terms of the documents that you sign when we provide you press access. I don't know who's right. I don't know who's lying. But it sounds interesting, given that I can see that it's her fault. Only because, you know, basically there are, well, let me not throw people under the bus like that. I'll say that probably the most visible person in soccer that is not a player is Fabrizio Romano.
Mm-hmm.
And people want to be Fabrizio Romano. They want the info first. They want to know all the inner dealings and the conversations and the stuff that no one is supposed to know outside of the locker room and or the clubhouse. And she was trying to flex her muscle a little bit because she got a legitimate connect that had real info. And she was like, all right, I'm about to really, really make my name in U.S. soccer off this connection.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, no, the fuck you ain't.
Nope. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. How you feel about this, man? Like, who's in the right? Like, is this MLS being overbearing as single entity? Or is this someone doing too much too soon?
I mean, I think it can be both.
Yeah.
Right? Because, you know, like, the brass tacks of the matter is that she signed documents that said there was certain stuff she couldn't talk about, and she talked about it. Now, whether or not she knew what was in the documents that she signed was another story, you know, but that ain't the MLS's fault. So, like, you know, the MLS could be doing too much, like, you know, when it comes to, like, you know, how much they allow to, like, slip up when it comes to transfer stuff, which I kind of understand, though, because being a single entity, like, you don't want a bunch of, like, you know, what is it, 28, 29 teams now? Mm-hmm. You don't want 28, 29 beat reporters around the country, like, all reporting very, like, different numbers for their local market, because then, like, if you don't have some type of uniform, like, way you handle transfer dealings, it's almost like, you know, you get local market value for these players, then that's just a mess, right? Like, could you imagine, like, just think about how different, like, you know, transfer fees would be for someone coming in and out of NYCFC and then someone coming, like, in and out of, like, Nashville.
Real Salt Lake.
Yeah.
You want to go to Utah?
Yeah. You want to go to Utah? No.
Where they got 2% beers? No.
Bruh.
Oh, my God.
Man.
So Laurel says, is it Laurel? Was it Laura? Laurel says, last week when I asked for examples as to why I had lost credentials, I was told 3 situations where I spoke to sources outside of the facility or team approved interviews. I do not believe simply talking with sources within the team is how to cover a professional franchise.
I don't care. It's not about.
I don't even know what this means.
It's not. She's trying to word salad around like she got her information from like people outside of the team. So that shouldn't be like a thing. But like,
you know what? Somebody might get fired behind this. Because I could see. No, let me not say too much on this damn pod. I'm telling myself.
Yeah, we got to start protecting these political connects, bro. We got to start protecting these political connects.
I'm going to tell on myself. Hey, you know what, Laurel? I'm on your side. Fuck these niggas.
That is the voice of Rox Fontaine. I have learned my lesson. I am protected all my political connects. I don't even want a job at MLS. I just don't want people pressing me at the game.
Yeah, for real. I don't want to work for no MLS, my boy.
Oh, I like being anonymous at the games. I got my kid with me. Don't press me at the games. I got my kid with me.
Oh man, this is hilarious. But yeah, I mean, I get it. Like, as a journalist, like, it is your career, right? And you take your career seriously, and you're trying to do the best job you can. You're trying to find ways to separate yourself from the rest of the pack and make sure that you're able to stick around and people know that you have not just good information, but accurate information.
So but she didn't check with the team though. Like, you can't run this line. You can't be like, yo, this shouldn't even be a thing because I got this information from outside of the team, and then not double back and be like, yo, I heard this. Like, you know, I didn't check with the team.
Right. Yeah, but they not going to verify anyway. What I mean, like, for example, right? She's in trouble because it was specific information related to transfer news, right?
Mm-hmm.
She hears this news from somewhere she wasn't supposed to hear it in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And then she says, I'm going to check with the team, verify. So she sends an email off to communications rep, whatever, whatever. Hey, I heard X, Y, and Z. Is it true? They're going to look at that and be like, how in the fuck she know that?
Yeah, but also.
And then they're going to be like, we cannot confirm this information.
Or
the end.
Or, you know, or if they know who she heard it from, because chances are they probably know who she heard it from. Like, it's Cincinnati, bro. Like, fucking this. Like, what are we talking about? Like, it's Cincinnati. Like, they probably knew who she heard it from. I feel like the reason they're coming down heavy on her like this is because she didn't play the game. Because, like, for real, like, if she would have been like, yo, I heard this, that, like, how we know they wasn't trying to leak it, right? How we know they wasn't trying to leak it and she didn't play the game and, like, she fucked up on her part, right? Because, like, if she would have come back to the team, like, they probably, or I don't want to say they probably, they might have been like, yo, like, you know, this is the part you can run. This is the part you can't run. Like, here's a little more sprinkle to, like, you know, like, get it out here. But just, like, just make sure, like, X, Y, and Z, like, you know, like, don't make it into your final edit or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Like, people do this all the time, right? Like, I think that's closer to where I land is, like, because once again, it's Cincinnati. Like, you know, like, how many people are in the front office? How many people, like, actually know about this stuff where you're not going to be able to trace back where it came from, right?
Right.
Like, I'm pretty sure they was leaking some information out, and she got it. She couldn't hold on to it. She saw, what's her name? Lauren something?
Laurel.
Lauren Harrell?
Laurel. Like,
Laurel? Laurel? Lauren Laurel?
We're going to call her LP.
Okay, LP, Lauren Floral, LP. She saw her name with the Fabrizio Romano, here we go, like, on the tweets. And they was like, all right, we about to learn you because, like, you can't, like, you know, you can't play the game the way it's supposed to be played. So,
yeah,
it kind of sucks for her, but, like,
it is what it is.
And she signed
the great Anthony Joshua said.
Yeah, and she signed the documents.
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely can't be messing around with MLS because they will cut you. So you're definitely right in that, as specifically as related to MLS, you don't have the freedom to just be like, I can go get this information from somewhere else, or I can just do X, Y, and Z around the team itself to get access. Like, MLS is the way here. So, like, they will not send you the link to request your credentials. They will disprove your credentials. Like, if you don't get it through them, you're not getting it. So that's that.
And let's be for real. Like, let's just break it down. Cause MLS is a single entity. There's really only three places this could have came from. It, like, well, specifically the story about the player, it either could have come from the club. It could have come from the player and his agent, you know, or it could have come from the Brazilian club. Right. And the player's Brazilian. And the club in Brazil is obviously Brazilian. I don't think she speaks Portuguese. Like, yeah, wasn't too many spots she was going to get this from. So, like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, let's leave them alone. Like, good luck, lady.
Yeah, let's give her the 21 gun salute.
They only suspended her for 2 weeks, so she'll be back.
Nah. She got suspended for 2 weeks, but, like, she ain't about to get no closer to, like, any other store. Like, you know, yeah, like,
whoever told her that is like, never again.
Yep. Boop, boop, boop. Like, goodbye to that lady's career.
Oh, man.
She might as well switch sports. All right, let's jump to
the national side. So, new jerseys, man. We got Nike released all their national team jerseys. And the United States, we have to discuss, is this sauce or toss, man? I don't know how you feel about it. I have my thoughts. Let's get into it. There is a white home shirt or primary mm-hmm. shirt. It has red stripe ring sleeves and then a dual color neckline with a blue side and then a red stripe side. Blue shorts with the same red stripe at the bottom. Not bad, not bad. And the blue shirt is the Bomb Pop Revisited. It's largely blue with a diagonal sash at the bottom. Diagonal sash, that's kind of redundant, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's got a sash at the bottom and then fades into, not fades, but turns into red shorts and red socks. How you feel about it, Ken? Are both of these shirts going in your collection, one, not the other, none of the above? What do you think?
I'm definitely copping the white one.
Okay.
I might cop the whole set of this, the whole home set mm-hmm. With the white shirt and the blue short. I might cop that whole set, like, not for nothing.
Okay.
Like, it's just something, like, I think Nike, I might get killed for this, but, like, Nike does, like, classic American, like, just perfect.
Mm.
Like, if you want, like, you know, if you want to do the retro stuff, like, they fry it. If you want to do, like, you know, the modern inspired, you know, well, if you want to do the retro inspired modern stuff, like, they fry it, like, you know, like, Nike stuff makes me want to be patriotic, bro. Like, like, I'm going to cop this because I already know what, like, what non-white jersey I'm going to cop this year from, like, all the other Nike joints that came out. Mm-hmm. And it's that it's the blue French one.
Yeah. Them and France is like, the way you're talking about this setup for the U.S. national teams, France? Quality, bro, like, just so classy and stylish.
Yeah, but, like, I don't think I'm gonna cop the French white version of the 2024. I think I'm gonna cop the French blue version.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to I might cop that French white one with Le Coq on it, with Le Coq Sportif on it, I might. But, I mean, like, you know, just back to the U.S. Men's National Team one. The white one for me is definitely the one. You can keep this blue one, my guy. Like, I don't.
You don't like the Bomb Pop Revisited?
Nah, I'm not the popsicle. I'm not. What popsicle does this remind me of? Is it
Bomb Pop? That's why it's called the Bomb Pop.
Yeah, you can keep that. You can keep that.
Bro, that shit tough.
I mean, it's tough to look at. You're right about that.
Come on, man. It's got to have a little character.
I mean, I feel like it could have been done better. Like, okay. I think I would have liked it a little more if it was a little more well defined. Like, I don't like kind of like the tie-dye ridges around it. And then I don't like the diagonal sash being so low mm-hmm. because if you tuck it in, like, you know, like it looks like it's not going to fit if you tuck it in, right? Like the sash is going to like go in and like it's not going to be over the hip. Like
you got to see the level they on with it. See, what happened was the original bomb pop, right, mm-hmm. has melted over time. You see what they did there? You see what they...
You trying.
I'm trying so hard. I'm trying so hard.
He said, you try. They can just be like 50%, bro. Like they could just be good on the 50%.
Nah.
Cause not for nothing. The thing I like about having a white home kit is mm-hmm. like you can wear that away too. Because if the team you play in doesn't have like a white, you know, kit on either side, like you just end up wearing your whites all the time.
Yeah.
So
while we on these jerseys, I have a question.
All right.
Why are Canada shirts permanently trash?
I don't know. I haven't seen Canada shirts. Let me look at the Canada Nikes. And let me see what you consider trash. Ooh. Ooh, hold on. Oh, damn, son. Damn. I want nice things for Canada. I want nice things for Canada. I do. I want nice things.
Like, bro, who is responsible for this? These are terrible.
I mean, you know, maybe like
that pinstripe joint. Oh, that's bad.
Maybe like I don't know. I want.
Then they gave them the retro, like the old. What's the Nike joints from? The 90s, like the trail joints.
Yeah.
That shit with the circle on it. Like, why the fuck is that there?
I want to like that, bro. Because I used to love those circle Nikes. Oh, what is that Nike? It's not the Nike Zoom logo.
No, not the Zoom. They had the little circles on the side of it.
Yeah, because the Zoom is the ZM.
It's like a trail shoe. Not a trail shoe. It's kind of a running shoe or a turf shoe or something like that. Terra?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It has to be the Terra because the trail, I used to love the trail stuff. And the trail is like a mountain. Like that kind of has like a road little like Ziggy logo
something
on it.
Something like that.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Maybe like maybe it's just like a Pacific Northwest thing where like, you know, they're just going to forever hate on Canada. Because, you know, what is this? This is like Oregon, right? Don't Oregon and Canada share like a border? Is that Washington above Oregon that they share the border?
I have no idea, man.
Yeah.
Don't get me on West Coast geography.
Yeah,
it's
maybe
be an absolute fail for me.
I mean, they ain't got no Negroes up there. No way. I don't know why.
Ding, 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 ding.
I don't know why I know the geography up there. But, like, yeah, maybe it's just a Pacific Northwest thing.
I guess that's one way to put it. But, oof, yeah, that ain't it, Chief.
No.
That ain't it.
I mean, I don't know. The red one's not that bad.
I would disagree, but go right ahead.
The red one's not that bad. I mean, it's serviceable. The white one is just bad, but like the red one's not that bad.
What do you think of that? Is that Norway with the striped bands?
Let me see. Norway 2024 Nike soccer. Let's see what we got here. United States to England. Here we go.
Yeah, it's Norway.
Let's see. Ooh. Oh, they almost got it right, bro.
On the home or away?
Let me see what
the home is a striped one.
Let me see what the away one is. Oh, yeah.
Away one is like some iceberg type shit.
Yeah, yeah. No. Not that one. They almost got the home right, though. They almost got the home right. I like that gradient. Like, I like the gradient. I think it would have been cooler if they would have done a bit more of gradient with the white and blue also, and not just like gradient red and then just be like white blue. Like, if they would have like gradiented, like, you know, it into the blue in the center, I think it would have been dope. Right. But I mean, I see where they were trying to take us. I see, like, you know, I see what they was doing in the studio. I think it could have been saved if they would have done, if they didn't like center the badge and everything. Like, I'm just not a center badge. I just can't do the center badge. I just can't do it. But I see where they were trying to take us. So, like, I mean, this looks better than the Canada shit. Like,
yeah, it's not really hard to be better than the Canada shirt. Oh, my God. Anything is better than Canada shirts.
You're right about that. But, I mean, I don't know, man. I feel like with everybody else, they don't really have a good, like, they don't really have a good platform to start from, right? Because, like, I feel like this is the thing with, like, companies. Like, where your company started, I think, makes a really big difference in terms of, like, how they're able to connect consistently over the years. Because, like, not for nothing, like, American jerseys are consistently, like, good. I wouldn't say they're the best. I wouldn't say they're, like, bangers, like, every single year. But pound for pound, when it comes to like Nike shirts, like, the American ones are always pretty good, and they always have like a pretty good variety without necessarily like losing the essence of the shirt, I would say, right? I don't think you could say that for a lot of the other countries that Nike makes jerseys for. Like, so, like, England's look the same every year, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah, they just get a blue and a white. They all look the same every year.
God save the queen and this design.
Yeah. They don't even update it in the Google Drive. They just they just run it back every single year the exact same way. Nigeria is wild hit or miss, bro. Like,
I don't know about the last 5-6 years. Where you get that from?
They've been wild hit or miss. Like, like, I mean, they have been some really high highs, but like, they don't consistently do the levels. Like, it's either like the home or the away that's going to be fire, and then nobody remembers the other one. And then some years they don't even remember the other one. And well, some years they don't even remember them both. And let's just be fair, like, you know, it's not like they give in Nigeria new jerseys every year. So, like, you know, it's not like the rate of, like, they're not shooting shots the way they shoot shots with other, like, you know, countries. Like, France, consistently good. And then just, like, everybody else is just kind of, like, blah. And if, like, well, Brazil is, like, you know, always your traditional yellow. Iconic. Yeah. But I mean, like, outside of that, everybody else is just like, blah. If you get a fire one, like, we talk about it. But if not, like, it don't matter. So,
yeah.
Like, I just think when it comes to American jerseys and Nike, like, those are the ones they put their effort into.
Yeah, you have to. I mean,
yeah,
that just makes sense. It's, you're from here. That's the crown jewel. Even if not by revenue, that's the one you want to be like, we did this.
Yeah. And then I think they hit a lick with Nigeria one year and it was just like, all right, now, like, you know,
yeah,
now there's just no looking back.
Yep. Yep. Well, that's all we got for y'all this week, man. We're going to wrap
it up. Wait. Let's talk about the Nigerian
one. 2 for 2.
Huh?
Say, I'm 2 for 2 misses tonight. I don't like it.
Have you seen the Nigeria ones?
Yeah.
Do you like them?
It's okay.
Which one?
Both of them. Nothing's like going to give me that feeling of that, whatever, that, was that 2015, 2016?
Yeah, that was the first one.
I don't remember the year, but that shit was like, damn!
So but, I feel like...
Yeah, after that, they're all kind of reworks of that.
Yeah, but I mean, I like this home one. I like this home one a lot. The white one, I think I like it so much because it might be the only one out of this set that has a collar.
Mm-hmm.
And it does kind of like the same kind of bands on it that the American jersey does. Yep. And it has like the, what is it? The sublimated eagle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then like, I like these shorts, man, like pound for pound, this might be the best like set of shorts that Nike's put out like for a lot of these national teams in a while. Cause those American shorts are fire. Like these Nigerian shorts are fire. Like, if you see me with my thighs out this summer and some Nike shorts, just know. Just know. You have been forewarned.
You know what annoys me about Nike?
What?
They never show the detail in the material.
Yeah.
There's always this incredible detail, and they never put it in pictures. I guess in one way it's like cool because once you go and see it in person, you're like, oh, that's so much nicer than I thought, especially on the white ones.
Yeah.
But I'm also like, I want to see that detail in the beginning. So I have more incentive to go see one in person.
So you're going to see me in the American home shorts, those French away shorts, maybe. It's going to be between the French and Nigerian away shorts.
Mm-hmm.
Because those French home shorts. You're going to see me in the Nike home shorts, and it's going to be between the French and Nigerian home shorts, too.
Yeah.
Because those, I don't know. It's just something about the cuffs on the shorts that are just like fire. And then I read somewhere that it couldn't be confirmed that they might have pockets.
Oh. Okay.
So, like, yeah.
Nice. Oof. Yeah, man, these France ones are fire, bro. They always get it right.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
It's just retro.
What do you
fashion,
think of Croatia's?
Man? I feel like they do that every cycle, man.
Yeah.
I feel like it.
I mean, the flag is what it is, so it's like you can't really. It's not.
I feel like. I feel like every year they take the same checkers and they like either turn them sideways or like, you know, like they slant them 45 degrees. Like, I mean, it's still fire. Like, I got some homies I play soccer with that are Croatian. And like every time I see them put some of this stuff on, I'm like, oh, yeah. Like, I think I like the red and white checkers more than I like the blue.
For sure.
Versions of it.
Yeah, I agree there.
Like, that's just super iconic. But, you know, I think all in all, man, like Nike just has years sometimes when they just get this right. Like, honestly, it don't matter what Adidas comes out with. I ain't going to be checking for it.
Stop hating.
I'm not hating. I'm just saying.
Three scribes. Like, you see me?
I mean, you know. And Vultures 2 come out like sometime soon. Like, I might be off Adidas for a while.
Go for it, man. Go for it.
Until Kanye does some more dumb shit, and then I'll be like, all right, I can buy some Adidas again. Which, honestly, is probably going to be by the end of the year. Like, let's just keep it up. Like, let's
He's
just keep it up.
Doing some dumb shit.
Yeah. It might be by fucking the summertime. Like, let's just keep it a buck. shit, let me check my phone. It might be right. So that Adidas boycott ain't gonna last long.
Yeah. We did not mention Korea. We should slide them in there real quick.
Okay.
How you feel about it? South Korea, that is. Just in case the clarification was needed.
I needed the clarification. I was like, what you mean by that, player? What you mean by that? I guess, man,
they have some real, like, some other shit going on.
I mean, shout out to my barbecue. Like, is that problematic? Can I not say that?
I don't think there's nothing wrong with that. It's a thing. Korean barbecue is very famous.
Yeah, and delicious.
And fucking delicious. The Japanese borrowed that shit and called it yakiniku.
Shout out to my fried chicken. Like, yeah, this is, no, not doing it for me.
Why not? Too much shit going on?
Too much shit going on with the jerseys. Maybe the away. Like, I could see the away. Like, the away looks nice. But the home, like, I don't like the combo of, like, everything that's happening with the, like, the home jersey. And then everything that's not happening with the shorts. Wait a moment. Wait a moment. What color are these shorts?
I don't know.
What are these three colors?
I'm looking at a different. It's probably like this green, red, and black.
They got some Juneteenth shorts.
It might be shit.
I mean, that colorway looks like it's red, black, and green. Right? I'm not crazy. Right?
Yeah. It's got to be the colors. If the green is questionable, it's like some kind of, I can't tell if that's like a foam green or what it is, but.
It's like a blue green, right?
Man, something like that.
And then it's definitely red and black, right? I'm not crazy, right? Okay. All right. I ain't got nothing for it. I don't want no problems.
Yeah, man. All right. I think we hit on all of them. Is that all of them?
Yeah, I got one more thing that I need to say before we get out of here.
Hit them.
The views and opinions expressed during this recording may or may not reflect the views of the sponsors of the content. Oh, they also don't reflect the views of the employers of those that appear on the show. Views and opinions expressed here especially belong to those stating them. Enjoy our show.
For better or worse, I'm free.
Bro, I cannot believe they pressed me like that at the game.